Hello and welcome to Fail 75, three quarters of a way to the big 100. We here at the Failcast Network are so excited to produce this pivotal episode. We abandoned our real jobs at Fail for our jobs at Zoom and left for Oakland. Joining me today is my partner in crime, Bartholomew, as well as the abandonment syndromed Bookie. How are we today?
I am doing well. Definitely recording this from beautiful San Francisco. All is well in our low stress life outside of an 0-3 Vikings, an 0-3 Fail team, and a week 3 mess up in Pick'em.
How about you, KO?
I am well, certainly not bitter, and excited we can finally record a podcast with zero interruptions.
Well, with that, let us dive in to what will undoubtedly be a shorter than usual podcast. Starting with week 3 results, what stood out to all of you on this week where all three of us finally scored a VP?
First of all, let me just congratulate you both on reaching this pivotal position of not having zero VPs. I had hoped you would both join us here a little sooner, but we have kept the tea warm for both of you.
Ha, yes, thank you for having us. Pete and I would both like to say you are much more unbearable as a winner than a loser.
Also playing two teams who had their fantasy performance PR is a real tough break. Great week for K-Newt and Dan P, though.
I should tell you both, I found an older $10 bill and framed it in my office. I will send a picture in the podcast channel, if I remember, after writing. Or, I mean, speaking in this podcast.
How old are we talking?
1934, signed by U.S. Treasury Secretary Henry Morgenthau, Jr.
What a nerd.
Getting back on track, Week 3's matchups came and went with a fair amount of nail-biting going down to Monday night. Chris, Sam, and Jeremy took care of business against Eli, Josh, and Matt. Commission Dan K was our one real nail-biter.
What did that end up being?
Yeah. 124.55, 121.45, a 3.1-point victory for Jonathan, who narrowly remains 3-0 to start the season.
This did seem like a bit of a return-to-earth game for Jonathan. Daniel Jones is a roller coaster player, no Richardson, and fewer players with over 20, which is could be a sign of what is to come.
I still think team is legit. Eckler will return, but there are some concerns as a potential title contender. Waller is suspect. Tyreek probably cannot be this productive forever, right? JT seems to be inclined to hold out for a significant amount of time.
DFT has seen some tough injuries too, and these teams could sure meet in the playoffs.
Agreed.
It does look that way.
Anything else you guys want to hit on for week 3?
I would like to touch on the high scorer some more.
I bet you would. Keenan is good. Stroud is good. Laporta is good. Are you happy?
Yes.
We are happy for you too.
You know, last week on the pod, I confidently proclaimed this team not break 160.
I don't remember that.
Fail 74, hour 1, minute 33, second 57 or so.
Of course you looked that up.
It takes a real team player to admit to his team when he underestimated them.
All right, enough of that. Any other passing thoughts on week 3 before we move on to week 4?
None here. I'm set.
All good here.
Then we are on to week 4. Arguably one of our better weekly lineups in recent memory. 5 of the 7 matchups were initially projected to be less than 10-point games. We the have knowledge of recording this after a Thursday night spanking of the pack by the Motor City Kitties.
FTP.
FTP.
Starting off with two podfathers in a matchup, it is Brent versus Canute. Brent started as the narrow favorite despite a winless start against an undefeated start for you, Canute. How are you sitting on this matchup?
I said it last week, and I will say it again. My squad is due for a return to earth, and this week feels like a good week to have that. I like my squad, and I like my matchups, but Brent wins this 138 to 124. What do you think, Brent?
Well, I sure hope I win. This has been a rough start, obviously. I am looking to rebound and set my lineup with the obvious starters.
Not benching Ja'Marr Chase?
Very funny. No, I do think I have a good shot this week. But it comes down to if my guys ghost me again. Hey, we have not talked about the computer this year. What does it think?
I was hoping you would not ask. The computer is 8-13 this year on matchups.
Whoa.
Ha, how?
To start, it was wrong on all 3 of my matchups, so that hurts to start. Then our increased parity has helped to suppress the predictability of the matchups this year.
That seems like a good thing.
It is. And back to BG's question, it has Brent winning narrowly. All decided before the evening games on Sunday. As for the rest of the matchups, only Jonathan and Josh is considered a wide margin game.
What other picks did the computer make?
Ben by a hair over Chris, both top half VP scorers, Eli beats Sam in the Duel of Dolls. Pete comfortably separates from Mark. Dan P. upsets Matt. And Jeremy squeaks by the DFT. All of these projections before Thursday's games.
I would provide more opinions on these matchups if I was not away from the area.
As would I, however, I will certainly make my opinions known in the podcast and Pigskin channels.
Anything else we want to cover, gentlemen?
Did we have any trades?
When was the James Cook trade? I think that was since our last episode.
It was. Any thoughts?
Not really any from me. What, Cook for a future, first and second? Chris does not have a first to offer anymore, so that could help the trade volume.
Don't you love his messages?
I do. Quantity beats quality 7 days a week. I do not have to like offers to enjoy them.
We had quite the big baller with Jeremy spending $101 on Trevor Siemian.
Yeah, that was a lot. But if he is a multi-week starter, no amount of FAAB will be too much.
I would like to draw your attention to his $11 solo bid on Rashad Penny.
How does it feel to no longer have him on your team, Canute?
I hate dropping guys I know no one will trade for, but get scooped on waivers. Maybe just my roster should get bigger.
Do you think Penny has a path to relevancy?
Not really, but look at Andy Dalton or Jameis Winston. It just takes one guy, and those irrational holds seem smart.
But you also miss a lot of guys' windows.
Potato, potato.
Okay, that is probably enough of what will definitely be the worst episode of Fail, truly a classic for episode 75. Thanks, boys.
Thanks, Pete.
Always a good time, boys.
Peace.